Dear viewers of Madni Channel, in order to develop spiritually, we have to work both on the intrinsic and extrinsic aspect of Islam, which means the internal and the external aspect. The outer action of in Islam means to follow the best model sent by Almighty Allah to guide mankind and jinnat. That means both the inner and outer aspect, Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is for us the best model. This means simply adopting the sunnah of beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned a famous hadith: "The one who revives my sunnah loves me, and the one who loves me will be with me in paradise." So how much we must thank Almighty Allah for making us the ummah of His most beloved, our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How fortunate we are. Almighty Allah says in the Holy Quran, "Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ati'u Allah wa ati'u Rasul wa ulil amri minkum." The Surah Nisa, verse number 59. O believers, obey the commands of Allah and obey the commands of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and those of authority amongst you. So how many people are aware of the impact in our spiritual growth in following and loving beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Almighty Allah, through His beloved Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has blessed us with so many favors that it is impossible for us to count. The greatest favor Almighty Allah has bestowed upon us is making us the ummah of His beloved Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For us, success depends on how close we become to Allah's beloved Habib, our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The more we love and act upon the sunnah of beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the more we will succeed in this world and the next. It means that we must love and incorporate sunnah in our lives. Loving the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam unconditionally is the essence of iman to bring us closer to Almighty Allah. Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza rahmatullah alayhi says it in a very beautiful way: "Allah ke sarta ba qadam shan hai ye, insaan nahi insaan wo insaan hai ye, Quran to iman batata hai inhe, iman ye kehta hai meri jaan hai ye." That means iman is saying, we talk about iman, that the life of iman, the essence of iman, is to love beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. However, as you said, the special secret is to love beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And to love Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it means to follow him, to follow his sunnah. And obviously this will enhance our spiritual energy and help to direct the divine light upon our souls. And do not let this light leak out. How does it leak out? Is when we turn away from the sunnah of beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when we tend to dislike to adopt the sunnah of beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this will cause the light, spiritual light, to come out of us, to leak out. So therefore we say we must be proud to be the ummah of beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam and be proud to follow Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because today many people say that it is only sunnah, it's not faraj, it's not obligatory, so they don't want to follow sunnah. And then they say, "I don't have to follow every sunnah." It's not about that. The reward of reviving a sunnah of beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the reward is the reward of 100 martyrs. Whoever revives my sunnah at the time of corruption, he will be rewarded the reward of 100 martyrs. So imagine how Allah loves beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that He would not let the sunnah of beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam vanish. So if we revive it, alhamdulillah, we'll find that in every generation that follows us, we'll be reviving it in home, in our lives, and alhamdulillah, Almighty Allah will help us in dunya and in akhirah. Ameen bijahin nabil, ameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam.